From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain has a new leader. Theresa May became Britain's new prime minister on Wednesday and immediately put together a new cabinet.
As we leave the European Union, we will forge a bold new positive role for ourselves in the world. And we will make Britain a country that works not for a privileged few, but for every one of us.
David Davis will take the newly formed job of minister in charge of negotiations with the EU. Those talks are expected to take as long as 2 years. In a surprise choice, she named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary. Johnson led the campaign to drop out of the European Union. Ms. May also appointed other Brexit supporters to major cabinet posts, including former Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond as finance minister and Amber Rudd to her old job of Home Secretary. The United States has launched a new trade enforcement action against China at the World Trade Organization. The action was taken because China charges export duties on 9 raw materials. That makes those more expensive for U.S. manufacturers. The U.S. military has deployed about 40 soldiers to South Sudan's capital following days of fighting that has left hundreds of people dead and raised fears of renewed civil war. The military's Africa Command says the troops were sent to Juba to safeguard the U.S. embassy and help carry out a State Department order for non-essential personnel to leave the country. The United Nations peacekeeping chief has urged the Security Council to consider imposing an arms embargo on South Sudan. Hervé Ladsous reiterated Secretary Ban Ki-moon's call for targeted sanctions on South Sudanese leaders and military commanders. This is VOA News.